utmost for his highest.
December the 29th.
Disciple or deserter.
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. John 6, verse 66.
When God gives a vision by his Spirit, through his word, of what he wants, and your mind and soul thrill to it, if you do not walk in the light of that vision, you will sink into servitude to a point of view which the Lord never had. Disobedient in mind to the heavenly vision will make you a slave to points of view that are alien to Jesus Christ. Do not look at someone else and say, "Oh, well, if he can have those visions and prosper, why cannot I?" You have to walk in the light of the vision that has been given to you, and not compare yourself with others or judge them. That is between them and God. When you find that a point of view in which you have been delighting clashes with the heavenly vision, and you debate, certain things will begin to develop in you. A sense of property and a sense of personal right, things of which Jesus Christ made nothing. He was always against these things as being the root of everything alien to himself. A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things he possesseth. Oh, if we do not recognize this, it is because we are ignoring the undercurrent of our Lord's teaching. We are apt to lie back and bask in the memory of the wonderful experience we have had. If there is one standard in the New Testament revealed by the light of God, and you do not come up to it, and do not feel inclined to come up to it, that is the beginning of backsliding, because it means your conscience does not answer to the truth. You can never be the same after the unveiling of a truth. That moment marks you for going on as a more true disciple of Jesus Christ, or for going back as a deserter.